This is Ro on 90.1 WUSB with your Concert Billboard Update for Sunday, March the 22nd. Tonight, Gladys Knight will be appearing at Westbury Music Fair, and Murphy's Law and Lomito will be at the Limelight, as well as the Allman Brothers, who are appearing at the Beacon Theater. For Tuesday, March the 24th, Chakra will be at New York Avenue in Huntington with WUSB's own Jim Dexter on guitar. For Thursday, March the 26th, we have Little Jimmy King at Manny's Car Wash. And on Friday, March the 27th, we have Lush appearing at the Ritz. For Saturday, March the 28th, Leeway, Mucky Pup, and Iceman, including Life of Agony, will be appearing at the Marquee, and Marillion will be at the Ritz. For Sunday, March the 29th, Connie Francis will be at Westbury Music Fair. On Tuesday, March the 31st, Chris Whitley and Toad the Wet Sprocket will be at the Marquee. On Wednesday, April the 1st, we have L7 and Surgery at the Marquee. For Thursday, April 2nd, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch will be appearing at the Academy with Ex-Girlfriend. And Cowboy Junkies and John Prine will be at the Beacon Theater also. And Mr. Bungle will be appearing at the Marquee. For April 3rd, that's a Friday, we have the Radiators at the Marquee. And for Friday, April the 10th, Moody Blues will be appearing at the Academy. For Tuesday, April 14th, we have Life Out of Balance and Pick Down Man appearing at New York Avenue in Huntington. And on Wednesday, April 15th, Lonnie Mack will be appearing at Manny's Car Wash. For Thursday, April 16th, we have Robert Jr. Lockwood at Manny's Car Wash. And finally, on Wednesday, April 17th, the Sugar Cubes will be appearing at Roseland. For weekly entertainment, every Wednesday, Mingus Big Band appears at the Time Cafe. Every Monday, you can see the Les Paul Trio at Fat Tuesdays. And every Tuesday, Reggae Uprising appears at SOB's. If you would like to stay in tune with Concert Billboard information, you can hear us 7 days a week, weekdays at 3 and 9 a.m., and 4:30 and 10 p.m., and weekends at noon and at midnight. If you have any questions regarding upcoming concerts or events, please call us at 632-690.1. Once again, this is Ro signing off on 90.1 WSB Stony Brook, Long Island's first station of the 90s.
At 90.1 FM, this is WUSB in Stony Brook. And you know, I see we almost have a full switchboard, but let me tell you folks something. If you're not calling to make a pledge right now, we're going to have to take your call a little bit later, and that means you're going to have to free up the line for somebody who does want to make a pledge. Now, we're not saying this to be, you know, pains and kind of people that want to keep everybody from communicating and having fun. We're doing this because this is pledge time, and we need to raise funds so that we can continue and finish our transmitter project, which will wind up bringing this program and all the other programs on USB to you much clearer and for much longer distances. So we have, it was very well done, Arnie, and had the music going nicely underneath me, and you just hit the stop button. No, it's all right. Just go ahead. Go ahead. Take your record and get out. No problem. So possessive. All right. Anyway, I don't need the music. The mood has been spoiled, so I'm just going to keep talking.
There you go.
Anyway, what we have, set up a toll-free hotline. Now, I see that there's calls on the line right now, and I'm going to ask those people, unless they want to make a pledge, to hang up now. Otherwise, you know, we'll be expecting you to make a pledge when we pick up the phone. Okay, that cut it down pretty substantially. I see that. Now, we have to raise a certain amount, and I know there's a lot of people out there that listen to Brain Damage. I know because I read the complaints, and I know that there's a lot of people that don't like the kinds of things that we say here. We don't like the kinds of people that we put on the air. They don't like to hear from lots of their fellow Long Islanders and Connecticut people. But think of it. Think of it in another way. If there was no Brain Damage, if there was no USB, it's a very real possibility because everything takes a bit of cash to get going. And let's see, we have, no, you shouldn't do that. What a stupid question. Sorry, I'm just responding to one of our lackeys in there. Please give us a call. Let's fill up the phone lines with pledges. And that will convince the people in upper management, as well as, you know, everybody else on the staff here, that Brain Damage listeners are real listeners, and they do care enough about the radio station to contribute something. Now, we've got several different levels. Let me first of all give the phone number out. We're giving out a toll-free number, meaning you don't have to pay a penny to make a pledge. It's that easy. That toll-free number is 1-800. I forgot the number. Honey, help me out here.
Right, it's 800-394.
That's it.
WUSB.
1-800-394-WUSB. I've said it about 5,000 times this week, but...
Right, I think when you say it the 5,000th time, there's something about it where you forget it.
Yeah, well, okay.
You'll be fine after this.
I've got it now until 10,000, I guess.
And the thing we want to point out, is what Eric's pointing out, is we do have a lot of cool things that we're giving you in exchange for your pledge to WUSB. These are things that have been donated to WUSB. And in some cases, if you're making a pledge of $15 or $25, you're getting $15 or $25 worth of something back in return. And you're probably figuring, well, what that doesn't make any sense. It does make sense because we have various things that were donated to WUSB because people felt strong enough about WUSB to give us some things that we could give to you in exchange for your pledge, for your money to support WUSB, to help us improve our signal, to help us make that move to Bald Hill.
That's right, and the tower is being built on Bald Hill, and as soon as we get the FCC approval, we're supposed to move on up there. But if we get the FCC approval and we're not able to pay for it, what do you think's going to happen then, folks? I mean, we might be able to stave it off for a little while, but if we can't raise the money, we won't be able to do it. We'll have to stay where we are, and that might be fine for some people, but with all the improvements in other radio stations, the signal of this station will gradually become less and less. So we really do need your support. Now, whatever it is that you can afford, 1-800-394-WUSB, a pledge of any amount is appreciated. If you pledge $25, you can get a USB coffee mug or a USB hat. For $35, you can get a USB t-shirt. If you join the 90.1 Club and pledge $90.10, you get all kinds of neat things. The volunteers in the other room will tell you all about that. But the important thing is that you'll be helping out the radio station and preserving community radio on Long Island for quite some time. 1-800-394-WUSB. Can't believe the lines are dead. Usually these lines are all lit up.
That's
because
right.
everybody wants to say something, wants to communicate. Well, think if you didn't have that chance. What other radio stations around here are going to allow you to do that? You know, I mean, it's the fact that you have to be allowed to do that in the first place, it kind of stinks, but you know, no other station has the facilities, or makes its facilities available, that is, to its listeners. That's what we're here for. That's what we're all about. We're a part of you, and we want you to be a part of us. If you have something to say, we listen. We listen when you call and request something. We listen when you call and say something. All right, 1-800-394-WUSB. If we can raise $100, that's right, just $100 in the next however many minutes, then we'll go to some phone calls and continue with the program as normally scheduled. So please give a call, 1-800-394-WUSB. I know there's a lot of people out there, people in Connecticut, people on the eastern end, and people locally that listen to this program and get quite a bit out of it. Well, ask yourself, is it worth something like, you know, $20 a year for that, $10 a year, whatever it is you can afford?
If you divide that by the number of times you listen to the program in 1 year, it comes out to like a dollar per show. I mean, what is that really? What is
only if they pledge $365 does it come out to a dollar a show.
Well, I'm saying...
And if you want to do that, that would be great. We can stop this right here if somebody does that.
Well, I'm saying in the case of brain damage, if people don't like anything else on WUSB, they're just diehard brain damage fans, and there are probably a couple people that are, you listen to Brain Damage 50 times a year, call up and pledge $20. That's less than a dollar per every time you get to listen to a program like Brain Damage. And Eric is pointing out a good point here. How many radio stations let you come on the air and say something that's on your mind? And you have that alley, that opening to do that each and every Saturday night here at midnight on Brain Damage. And you know that because you've done it, I'm sure. And here what we're saying is, If you appreciate that the chance to get on the air and speak your mind and talk to Eric about some things that are going on, some crazy things in the world, if you value that, now's a chance to say, yes, I do value that. I do support Brain Damage. I do support WUSB and my chance to get on the air and talk. Call us up. Make a pledge. $15 pledge. We'll give you a cassette. We've got a lot of cool cassettes. You can ask our phone volunteers standing by. For a $25 pledge, we've got a whole bunch of really cool CDs we're giving away as well. So you're getting something back in return, as well as supporting WUSB, supporting Brain Damage.
Also on this program as kind of a special incentive, whoever gives something will be immediately put on the radio so that we can hear from a nice, generous person who will tell his fellow or his or her fellow listeners why it's important to support WUSB and why they supported WUSB. I know you're out there. I know there's people, and these phone lines are wide open, folks. So if you ever wanted to call in and say something you never could before, if you call in now and pledge something, I guarantee you'll get on because there are spaces open. There shouldn't be spaces open. I was really kind of hoping these lines would be filled with people that maybe call some weeks and maybe say things some weeks, but this one special show of the year, they'll call and give something that we can certainly make last and go a long way. 1-800-394-WUSB.
And there may be some of you that just listen to Brain Damage each and every week and don't call up, just like hearing other people talk on the radio. You can give us a call and support the station as well. If you don't want to come on the air, that's fine. The number, 800-394-WUSB. You know, here's the silent majority, so to speak. If you're one of the people who just hangs out and just loves listening to the show, you don't want to call up and talk on the air, you'll talk to a volunteer just like yourself, a person that listens to WUSB that's hanging out here answering the phones that gave up their time to support WUSB.
And, you know, a lot of people think they themselves can't make a difference, but that is, I mean, if you listen to this radio program, you know that's not the case, because we're always talking about individual freedom and rights and power and that kind of thing. So, you know, it's troubling to think that people believe that their $10 pledge won't matter. Well, it will matter. We've had 342 calls since we began this thing last Sunday, and that's amounted to $12,760. Now, that's a lot for a fairly small group of people. But when one person calls and pledges something and another person on top of that, it adds up incredibly fast. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the motion started so that... Where are these voices coming from? I didn't know these voices would be coming from the music.
I think it's a few leftover customers from the Psychedelic Attessant.
1-800-394-WUSB. If you have a distaste for 800 numbers, our regular line, 632-6901, is now our pledge line. The fact of the matter is, we have to get a certain amount of pledges in order to survive, in order to be able to move ahead with what we want. So let's see if we can get two phone calls in the next few minutes. Two phone calls, 1-800-394-WUSB, 632-6901, either one of those two lines.
I want to point out that we will be taking phone calls on the air in just a little while, so if you do have something on your mind you want to talk about tonight, as we do each and every Saturday night, we will take some phone calls on the air in just a little while. So, you know, if you can, give us a call now. Make a pledge. Either the toll-free number, 800-394-WUSB, or 632-6901. And basically, you'll feel good. You'll feel good about supporting something that you listen to and you enjoy listening to. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, we don't have commercials throughout the year. You know that from listening to WUSB. We're not harassing you with commercial after commercial. We're not harassing you throughout the year asking you to support WUSB and asking for money and donations and mailing you stuff. We do this once a year.
I see the phone ringing quite a bit, and it's always people are hanging up or something like that. People are just calling and not saying anything or just not being nice or something like that. And, you know, it's a two-way street, people. I mean, it really is. If folks out there don't care enough to keep the show on the air, we don't have to do this. We can do something else. We can go all classical. We can do whatever people want. And what you're saying by not calling is that you don't want this, or you want something else. And that's something we're just going to have to look at. Let's fill those phone lines. We're serious here. 1-800-394-WUSB. If you've ever listened to this program, if you've ever gotten something out of it, made you think in some way, this is the time. This is your only chance, because this is the only edition of Brain Damage that will be on during the Radiothon, and we do want to get support from you. 1-800-394-WUSB. It'd be nice to do a normal show tonight, but if we have to play music all night long, because there's nobody out there that cares, that's what we'll do. Sounds like a threat, doesn't it? But, I mean, it's the reality of the situation. If people don't care enough to support something that they believe is worth supporting, then there can't be people out there that care enough to voice ideas and to share their particular experiences with the rest of USB listeners. 1-800-394-WUSB, 516-632-6901. It's your choice.
Cast a vote for non-commercial radio, for alternative programming on Long Island. I mean, where's your refuge on Long Island? It's right here at WUSB. It's your chance to hear alternative programming. Not only alternative music, as you know, we're listening to Brain Damage. You get a lot of different, you know, a lot of different opinions on the air. It's not, WUSB is not just alternative music.
That's certainly true. It's alternative thought, alternative information, alternatives of all sorts. And alternative listeners. Lots of alternative listeners. Is that a pledge in there? It's a pledge. We got a pledge.
All right.
How nice. Somebody out there cares. And I think we'll, if the person wants, we'll put them on the air and have a nice long chat with them because that person deserves it. That person has earned our respect. And if you want to earn our respect, give a call. We're not asking for a minimum amount, whatever you can afford. Everybody can afford something. What's the last time you wasted $5 playing video games or doing God knows what else? It's so easy to waste money these days. It's so easy to spend money. You know, it's in one hand and out the other before you know it. We're asking you for an investment here, and we're giving you something back for it. In many cases, we can give you. I mean, I don't have the list in front of me, but we have all kinds of neat things in there: gift certificates, cassettes, CDs. Very often worth the same or even more than what it is you're pledging. So for that reason alone, pledging is great because you don't really spend any money. You get money back. For instance, if you get a... do we have any of those record store coupons left?
I think we have a couple left, and basically I think it's for a pledge, if I'm not mistaken, of $15. You'll receive $15 worth of merchandise. So In other words, you call up, you pledge $15 to WUSB, $15 goes to WUSB, and then in return, you get $15 worth of merchandise.
Right. Now, this, you know, if you ever spend $15 on CDs, well, there you go, you know. You're spending $15, and you're getting $15 worth of CDs, and we're getting $15. It's like an extra $15 is materialized somehow, and it's thanks to the people that donated the gift certificate to us. It really helps us out when you do that, when you call and pledge. And, of course, the main reason people should pledge is to keep the station going. Of course, that's what it's all, you know, about in the end. That's why we all work here. We never get paid. Never.
That's right.
Never at all. It's incredible.
Staff at WUSB are volunteers.
That's right.
And we're not a charity here. We're basically, we're a radio station that brings you alternative programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Uh-huh.
You know, throughout the year.
1-800-394-WUSB. There seem to be three calls on the line. Are they all pledges? Okay, well, they're too busy to answer me right now. But we do want to thank Mr. Quayle for his $25 pledge. And we're going to be putting him on the air in just a couple of minutes as soon as we get the go-ahead from inside. 1-800-394-WUSB. That's our telephone number. And let's really hope we can get $100 in here, because that is a significant amount. It really is. That contributes to a lot of transmitter moving type things that we're going to have to be doing in the coming months.
You know, we might want to point out really quick here is that some people are probably wondering where the money's going to go, kind of thing. But when we do this move, when we plan to get the transmitter moved, there's the physical moving that's going to cost money. Now, if you've ever moved and you hired a moving service, you know what that costs. Now,
that's right.
You can just imagine moving electronic equipment. It's going to be a small fortune, to say the least. To get the paperwork and whatnot done is just requiring us like a tremendous amount in legal fees. I mean, so basically the money is going to add up. It's going to go into legal fees. It's going to go into physically moving the transmitter, into all of the work that's going to be setting it up. So it's really not, it's a costly proposition, as Eric pointed out earlier on, but it's something we want to do. It's going to improve the signal for you that have listened to WUSB. Maybe you've just picked this up for the first time, or maybe you've been a long-time listener. We're only going to sound better, and if you're on the fringe areas, or you've been driving in your car and you haven't been able to pick up WUSB, or you're driving, you're getting us in fine, next minute you're not because you're out of range, that's exactly what we're trying to rectify. We're trying to clear the signal up, make it a better signal, a stronger signal, and you can help us do it. It's pretty simple. As Eric said, any little bit that you can let go to WUSB, you know, definitely will help the cause. You don't have to join the 90.1 Club. $15, and in return we'll give you a cassette, or I think we have some USB paraphernalia.
But, you know, all it takes is one person joining the 90.1 Club, and we can get right to the show, because then we'll be, I believe, over the limit. 1-800-394-WUSB. We do take Visa and MasterCard, so if you have one of those neat little plastic cards, you know, you can pay as much or as little as you want.
That's right, actually.
I mean, even if they go bankrupt or something, I think we still get paid, but I don't know about that. I don't know for sure.
I think, yeah, if you want to make a $25 or more pledge, you can charge it on Visa or MasterCard. For those of you that, like myself, I don't like dealing with mailing things out and whatnot and having things mailed to me.
It's all over. It's all over in 2 minutes.
That's right. We'll just, you know, we'll give you something neat in return, and you'll be able to support WUSB, and you don't have to deal with anything else. That's it.
Okay. 1-800-394-WUSB. Let's see if we can get one more phone call. One more phone call, and we'll be pretty happy, I think.
Okay, great.
Want to thank Mr. Quayle from iSlip again for his pledge, and we'll be taking phone calls in just a few moments. But that number again is 1-800-394-WUSB. We're going to play the opening theme, and I hope to hear some reaction during the opening theme.
You can give us a call still while the theme is on.
That's right. 1-800-394-WUSB. Our thanks to Colleen of Mastic and Daniel of Miller Place. 1-800-394-WUSB. We'll be taking calls soon. All right, enough of this. How'd we do? $75, huh? That's what we raised for this show? Plus that? Okay, so maybe about 100? We kind of made our goal? All right. Again, the number is 1-800-394-WUSB. And the number to call in. First of all, if you make a pledge, you can bypass the wait, which is going to start now on the other line, which is 516-632-6500. That's the call-in line. If people want to call and say something on the air, go right ahead and do that. And if you want to make a pledge, a toll-free pledge, 1-800-394-WUSB. And as I said, if you make a pledge and you want to, we'll put you on the air as well. So it's up to you. Now, that on-air line filled up awfully fast. There's a lot of people out there listening to us, knowing that we're pouring our hearts out here, and they don't care. They don't care, do they, Arnie?
Well, I guess not. I mean, you know...
Look at that. Look at bingo on the call-in line. I want to see a bingo on the pledge line. Why can't we get a bingo on the pledge line?
Maybe some people... Okay, go ahead.
I want to thank Colleen and Daniel and Mr. Quayle.
Thank you, Colleen. Thank you, Daniel. And thank you, Mr. Quayle, for supporting WUSB, for supporting Brain Damage, and supporting the fact that you have a chance to listen to alternative radio on Long Island.
That's right.
You know, we were pointing out a couple things before that we're giving you in exchange for your support for WUSB. Let me just get into some of the details here. We have some cassettes for a $15 pledge. And, of course, the cassettes are basically valued at about $10, so we understand you're not getting the best deal here, but you have to think that your money is going to WUSB to support something you love, something that you listen to. And you may not love WUSB all the time. No one does, that's for sure, because we have quite a diversity of programming. But if you tune in for a half an hour a week, that's a half an hour of something that you would not have heard listening to commercial radio or other radio stations. So I think right there, you know, that makes it worthwhile. You know, if you can just hear one or two things you haven't heard anywhere else, be it music, be it ideas on Brain Damage, whatnot. But for a $15 pledge, that's easy for me to say, we've got some cool cassettes. Starting with, let me just make sure that we don't, I don't mention anything that we haven't given away. Janis Joplin's Greatest Hits.
Really?
Going back.
All of them, huh?
Swerve Driver, which is one of the cool new alternative bands. We have their latest Raise. That's a great cassette. Joe Walsh, The Best Of. Andy Summers, one of his solo records called Charming Snakes. These are all cassettes. Now, for a $15 pledge, we'll send you a cassette. Motorhead, you know, one of the all-time great thrash metal bands, their latest 1916 cassette. We have Prong's Prove You Wrong cassette, Poi Dog Ponderings cassette, the Traveling Wilburys, if you're into those guys, Volume 3. Suzanne Vega's Solitude Standing, definitely a classic. REM's Out of Time cassette. All of these for a $15 pledge, and we've got a whole bunch more. I'm just kind of picking some things out.
So for a $15 pledge, you can get any of those things we just mentioned, and you'll also get on the air right away because you'll bypass the line. 1-800-394-WUSB. Give us a call now because our volunteers want to go home, and they don't want to stay up too much later, I don't think.
You know, there's a terrific record here that I think a lot of the people that listen to Brain Damage would probably be into getting for... This is unbelievable. For a $15 pledge, this is a fantastic record. I think I probably should grab this myself. Jello Biafra's I Blow Minds for a Living LP. And I don't know if you've heard this, Eric, but there are some really cool pieces of spoken word from Mr. Biafra, of course, the leader of the Dead Kennedys. This is for a $15 pledge. We've got his record. As a matter of fact, Eric, I might even run into the back and grab that record, and maybe we'll play a track from it on
the
air.
Okay, did you ever want to be a really special person at a special time? Well, you can be now because... I've just been told that our total amount is $12,910. Now, do you know what that means? That means if one person calls up with a 90.1 pledge, we'll break $13,000. And then I guarantee if we break $13,000, I'll shut up for the rest of the night as far as as far as, you know, bringing in additional pledges. I'll be happy with that. 1-800-394-WUSB.
This is your chance right now.
We can whip together an incredible package of CDs and tapes and whatever the person wants for a pledge of 90.1. And if they just want USB paraphernalia, we've got lots of that, you know, sweatshirts, T-shirts, and coffee mugs and hats and all those nice things.
You know what's cool is, like, if you're wearing something sometimes that has the WUSB logo on it, sometimes some people say, oh, WUSB, you know, I listen to that station. And you'll actually strike up a conversation with a total stranger, you know. So that's kind of fun, too, because, you know, immediately you have something in common with this person that you might, you know, you walk in and you wouldn't know otherwise.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of fun. It's a fun way to, you know, to talk to somebody about anything, you know. You see them where, hey, WUSB, yeah, you know, you listen to that station? Yeah, I listen to that station. What do you like? What don't you like? It's a fun way to talk to somebody that you might not have ordinarily talked to.
True. 1-800-394-WUSB. Give a call. Oh, a pledge of 90.1 would really do it at this point.
But
bring us over the 13,000 mark.
But as we were mentioning, you know, a $15 pledge. We've got all these cassettes. We've got that Joe Biafra LP, which I'm amazed it's just for $15. Some CDs for a pledge of $25. Let me see if I can pick out something here.
Yeah, pick out something good.
Yoko Ono.
That's the best you could do?
Walking on Thin Ice.
Actually, I have that record. I do have that
record. It's pretty strange, isn't it?
It's very strange.
Okay.
If you like strange, you're on the right station.
We got the Clash on Broadway.
For how much?
That's for a pledge of $50, but that's that phenomenal. I think it's a 4-CD box, isn't it?
Folks, if somebody doesn't call and pledge for that right now, I guarantee you it's not going to be around any longer, because after I get off the air, I'm going to pledge. I'm not kidding. I want that. I do. And I want that badly enough, I don't even have a CD player, okay? I'm going to go out and get a CD player so I can play that particular CD compilation.
We've only got one of those, by the way.
We've only got one.
It's the Clash on Broadway. I'm not sure if it's a 3 or 4 CD set, but...
It's a 3-CD set.
It's a 3-CD set.
And we've played it on this show a few times.
And that's for a pledge of $50.
All right, 1-800-394-WUSB. No kidding around here, folks, because, you know, that's something that I'm amazed that we have in the first place.
We have Primus's Sailing the Seas of Cheese CD for a pledge of $25.
That's another thing we have.
Cool record.
Uh-huh, sure.
The psychedelic they're a cool band, actually. The psychedelic rap band. This is a band that's combining
psychedelic rap.
They're combining psychedelic and rap together. The name of the band is PM Dawn, and if you haven't heard anything from this CD, it's definitely one of the cooler things to come out as of late, Of the Heart of the Soul, and that's for a $25 pledge. Terminator X for a $25 pledge. These are all CDs now. You know, if you're one of those people that's like, well, I only want CDs, I don't want cassettes, or I don't want records. These are CDs. A Spinal Tap. What you'd call an instant classic. Break Like the Wind, their new one. They haven't been around for how many years, and they'll probably not be around for very many years.
Hal, what the hell?
You want the list? Okay. Okay.
You want the list.
Right,
he wants
fine.
The list. This guy.
All right, a couple more things really quick, and I'm going to give the list over to Hal.
Your callers get rude to me on the phone, and you're yelling at me.
Yeah, callers, I mean, you're getting rude to Hal on the phone. And I guess it's a normal thing to do, but you know, you're better than that, right?
For a $25 pledge.
Who do you want to have the upper hand here?
U2's. I'm just going to read a couple more of these real quick, and then we're going to give the list over to Hal. And if you want to know more about what's on the list, you can call us at 800-394-WUSB. But U2's Achtung Baby, which is a totally cool CD. The band is back. And it's a great CD throughout for a $25 pledge. And we've got the Led Zeppelin box set. That's for a pledge of $75. That is the whole thing that's been remastered by Jimmy Page, all the original tracks. It sounds great.
All right.
So, you know, we've got a mixture, basically. It's not just alternative music. It's some mainstream stuff as well.
I'm very serious about that Clash CD. I mean, for a $50 pledge, 3 CDs filled with Clash songs and some that were never released.
It's got a lot of rarities on it.
It does. Things that I never heard of before, and that says something right there. So 1-800-394-WUSB. We take Visa, MasterCard, ask your parents if you have to. Do whatever you can. You know, if you are a parent, you don't have to ask, obviously.
Yeah, the beauty about Visa is that, first of all, And you don't have to deal with the paperwork, of course, because you make the call, you make your pledge, show your support for WUSB, and then you pay your Visa bill when it comes. You know, you don't even have to pay it right away, right? You know.
Well, you should. I mean, you know. You don't have to pay the whole thing.
I'm saying you don't have to pay your whole balance.
Don't
you know.
Go skipping payments or anything like that.
No, I'm not saying. I wasn't.
That's not righteous behavior.
Right. We're not advocating unrighteous behavior.
No,
here.
Not at all.
On brain damage.
We never do.
We would never do that, of course.
1-800-394-WUSB. You know, in a way, I want somebody to call and pledge $50 and take the Clash CD set. in the way I don't. You know, I want someone to call and pledge, but maybe not necessarily take that. But, you know, do what you have to do.
No, if you want it, yeah, go for it. And, Eric, I'm sure we can wheel and deal and get you one.
You think so,
you know
huh?
what I mean?
Well, they're kind of hard to find, actually. I didn't see any in the record store.
Actually, they are. They're, I don't know how many of them are being brought in. And it's definitely, like you said, just a terrific package. It's got a lot of the classic Clash tunes, and it's got a lot of rarities, which make it nice. I think that, is that, could that possibly, you're looking for it?
Yeah, I'm looking, oh, that's it, okay.
Is that that?
Here it is, right here.
Okay, we've got it right in front of us. You know what? I'm going to go get that. I'm going to see if I can find that Jello Biafra record because I think well, that would.
We do want to go to the phone calls, and our phone in line is 632-6500, and we will be taking phone calls in just a moment. But in case anybody was, you know, wondering, I'll give you an example of one of the songs that only appears on this, and we're going to butcher it a bit because we're going to be talking over it.
Well, just play a few bars at the beginning of it, just to get a feel for it.
Yeah, play a few bars of that. This is called Cool Confusion.
Cool confusion, a kung fu in a car park. Look at the weekend, be losing that reactive spark, even in the shebang.
Now, I'll bet you never heard that before. Did you hear that before, Ernie?
No, I've never heard it. It's, this is the first time.
Cool Confusion. That's.
I like it. It definitely has that Clash reggae backbeat to it.
Yeah, you could tell this was around the late Sandinista period, I think. And, you know, the Clash are really coming back in vogue for some reason. I don't know why. It's just one of those things. But anyway, I think we've made the point. 1-800-394-WUSB if you want this... And about, let's see, how many songs are on this thing anyway? An average of about 20 songs per CD. About 60, no, more than that, about 70 songs.
That's why CDs are a beautiful thing. You can get a lot of music on them.
That's right. 1-800-394-WUSB. Let's take some phone calls. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rufus Clemency.
How you doing?
What it be like? Word booty tea.
Sorry?
Word booty tea.
Bought a computer today.
Uh-huh.
Never had a computer before.
You never had a... What kind of computer did you buy?
I don't know. It was a $1,200 computer, though. My mom bought it, actually.
And you don't know what kind it is? Like, you spent $1,200 on something? You don't know what kind it is?
Well, my mom bought it.
Well, still, it's respectful to know what somebody paid in your family, you know, $1,200 for what?
An Acros, maybe? I don't know. It's
never
a 32-bit personal computer system.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's cool, though, because... Computers, cool things, you know.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, went to movies before. Just got home a while ago.
Uh-huh.
Chilling.
That's good. What'd you see?
My cousin Vinny.
Ah, how's he doing?
Excellent. He's you know Joe Pesci from Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Great actor, man.
Oh, he is. He certainly is.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy, to say the least.
To say the absolute least.
Yeah.
Very funny guy. Definitely funny guy.
Okay. Well, you've established that, and is there anything else you wish to establish?
Definitely funny guy.
Okay. Thank you for emphasizing that point. Are those pledges on those lines? The pledge line is ringing well, it's like an amazing thing. It's ringing. If you're calling 1-800-394-WUSB or 632-6901, and you want to make a pledge, let the phone keep ringing. Otherwise, hang up. And if you want to just be on the air, call 632-6500. But I can't stress that enough. If you are making a pledge, don't hang up. They all hung up. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Amy.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. What's up?
Where were you last week?
Where was I last week?
Yeah.
Oh, I just had it was an interesting adventure, which I'm not really going to talk about too much, but I just, time got away from me. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, everything's okay now, though.
You weren't in the hospital? You didn't break your leg?
Well, no, not really.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not exactly a fair representation of it.
Oh, okay.
But everything's fine. Let's just put it that way. Everything's cool. Everything's kosher.
All right, good.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Is that all you wanted to know?
What?
Is that all you wanted to know?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Whew, good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is the real Mr. Quayle.
You mean there's a different Mr. Quayle before?
Yes, that was a different Mr. Quayle who called and pledged.
So you didn't pledge is what you're saying right now.
Yes. Last week, I think I made some enemies. A couple people were talking about me.
Uh-huh.
Ways. And I just want to ask you, do you think that Bill Clinton can really beat George Bush?
It depends on what happens in the next couple of months. It depends on what happens with the economy and, you know, with...
economy will be good. Don't worry about that.
Well, it can't really get much worse, but there's all kinds of things, you know, unemployment and foreign relations.
Who would you vote for?
Oh, I don't like to say who I would vote for, but I certainly don't think, you know, four more years of Republican-dominated politics is what we need. So maybe you could derive a clue out of that.
Bush nails Clinton on all the bad things he's done. Draft dodger, cheats on his wife, uses money for his wife's law firm.
I don't think that's ever actually been proven, that he's funneling money into his wife's law firm. As to being a draft dodger, keep in mind the people that dodged the draft, as you say, and or just opposed the war in some way are the ones that wound up ending the war. And maybe if they hadn't done that, we'd still be fighting there now. I just wish he'd stand up more for that and say, you know, this is what I did and this is what I believed in. That's the only thing I condemn him for, is for not, you know, remaining true to his beliefs.
This country, the next 4 years are going to be great because all the Democrats are going to get out of Congress and we're going to put a Republican Congress in there and they're going to do something. Bush can't do anything with that Democratic Congress. I urge everybody who can vote to vote Republican.
Well, I don't know about that. It seems that, you know, the Congress has... it's always getting blamed, you know? It's always getting blamed for the things that
go wrong.
Well, is it ever Bush's fault?
No.
Never?
No.
All right, well, then that leaves me with no arguing ground then, if that's your position.
Okay, this is Mr. Quail saying goodbye, and Quail in 96.
Right, that explains quite a bit there. All right, 632-6500 is our call-in line. Not 632-6901, that's our pledge line. All right, so keep that in mind. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I finally got through it. This is amazing.
Yeah, lots of miracles are possible.
Yeah, that's true. Listen, I was just calling about last week. These guys were, I don't know, they were really giving you a hard time. A lot of these calls are calling up and saying they didn't like when you talked about politics and things of that nature. They're giving libertarians too much time on the air and whatnot. And I just have a comment with them. I mean, a lot of people, they call up and they, you know, they have a good time on the air and whatnot. But I mean, it is important that you do address these issues, and I commend you for taking the time out and you know, talking politics or something, because it is important, you know. And a lot of these people last week, you should have heard, I don't know if you heard it or not, but I mean, a lot of them, they were like, oh, why does Eric spend so much time, or Matt spend so much time talking to libertarians or this and that. And I mean, it's important to have people's ideas across, and you know, so I'd like to commend you for that, and you know, continue that.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, and you know, we talk about whatever people want to talk about. If you bring something up, whether it be politics or anything really going on in the world, you know, it's something to talk about, and we should be communicating on the airwaves.
Yeah,
that's what this show is all about.
I'd like to just talk. I mean, I don't know. A friend of mine, we were having this discussion before, but I don't really want to talk about that anymore.
Okay.
But I'm curious about this. You know how they have the separation of church and state, and it's, you know, I've been thinking about that sometimes, and it just gets. I mean, we have this in our constitution, in our government, and whatnot. You know, the separation of church and state. But yet it's on our money, it's on our currency pledge. They have a chaplain before the Congress, you know, has session. It seems like a big, you know, hypocrisy.
Uh-huh.
Place with as far as that's concerned.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'd like to talk about that a little bit, and how that can exist, you know, being that that's still in the Constitution, how we can have this separation of church and state and yet have government involved with religion as they are.
Well, it's been difficult. Yes, it's been difficult over the past few years. Church and state seem to want to meddle in each other's affairs constantly.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, it doesn't seem like anything. I don't even think they realize it themselves. I mean, I was really surprised. I never knew that a chaplain went in before Congress went to session and did like a blessing. I was.
Oh yeah, they always do that.
when I found that out not too long ago, I was like, you know, what is this? I mean, it's kind of, that is pretty obvious that's not, you know, that's not right. You know, it's kind of, you know, it's right. It's pretty obvious that they shouldn't be doing things like that if they are having separation of church and state. I don't see why they can't wake up and realize that. With In God We Trust on the dollar bills. I mean, say if you're atheist or you don't believe in God, and you still you're not allowed to have money.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I just have a message. Damon says hello to Amy. And
okay.
Because she seems to get on the air quite often, and I'm kind of.
I think she's got a speed dial.
Yeah, I never get on the air. I've been calling for. I own a brown station wagon in Miller Place, and that's a lot of people know me from that. And I try calling every time, and never get on. And I find out she gets on every week, and it's just kind of, not that I'm pissed or anything, it's just kind of weird that she gets
it's
on it.
Just one of those things. Listen, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you very much. Here. Bye-bye.
Good morning.
Hi.
Go ahead. You're on.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Well, that's great. Now what?
Who are you going to vote for?
I'm not going to say who I'm going to vote for, but I'm not enthused with Bush. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not particularly enthused with Clinton either, though.
Do you watch Ren and Stimpy?
No, unfortunately I don't.
Why not?
I want to. I can't get cable in my area.
That's
not my fault, but they won't wire my area for cable.
Well, then, why don't you go over to somebody else's house and watch it? It's really cool.
Well, maybe somebody will invite me someday.
Well, if you have any friends, they will.
Yeah, that's what I say.
I don't know if you have any friends.
I don't know either sometimes. But anyway, is there anything else that you want to bring up? By the way, we want to thank Carly from Ronkonkoma for their pledge.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Anything else you want to say?
Stimpy's a fat, bloated idiot.
All right, that's we don't need insults like that on the air. Arnie, what do you got for us?
What do I have?
Well, you came in here looking expectant, like you have something. And
no,
I...
We've
what it's all about.
Well, if you're going to eventually take a break from phone calls, I've got that Jello Biafra record, which I think is in tune, definitely, with a lot of people that listen to Brain Damage. It's spoken word from Jello Biafra, and it's yours for a $15 pledge to WUSB. It's basically... It's worth every penny of it, I'll tell you that. It's some really cool stuff. It's Jello Biafra doing his...
Should I take a listen?
Yeah, if you want to listen to, I mean, it goes on for a little while, but...
Oh, let's just take a listen to a couple of minutes.
Okay,
and
fine.
We'll come right back.
Okay, sounds good.
And our number is 1-800-394-WUSB. Make a pledge, $15, you'll get the Jello Biafra record, and help bring us over the 13,000 mark.
Does anybody out there know that for the first time in American history... the U.S. Army was used in a war operation against the American people?
Yes!
Right near here, up in Humboldt County, about 200 miles north of San Francisco, right near a town called Shelter Cove, get this, 300 to 400 American GIs dressed and fully armed with the automatic rifles, armed for battle, fanned out on maneuvers through the woods, backed up by a dozen Black Hawk attack helicopters. The mountain people up there were frightened out of their wits. They thought there was a war going on, especially the ones who had soldiers kicking in the doors to their cabins and putting guns to their heads in front of their children. Why? Who was the enemy in this war? Not the communists, not Saddam Hussein, not Earth First or even the Spotted Owl. No. The enemy! They called out the army to put down, secretly, so as few people outside of Humboldt would get alarmed as possible. It wasn't even a person, or an army, or a terrorist group, it was a plant. The marijuana plant. And they actually did find a few for the GIs to pull up, and then they had to fly in more from the government stash so the pile would look big enough when they lit the bonfire for the network TV news cameras so they could say, yes, another triumph in the drug war. Drug war. War. The American army sent to war against the American people. And we're supposed to feel relieved and secure and protected. Protected from what? A lot of people with more guts than I'll ever have risked their life and limb all last summer at the Earth First Redwood Summer Action up in Humboldt County.
That's basically a taste of Jello Biafra record. And I blow mines for a living. That's yours for $15 pledge. Is that correct? Yes, I think that's what the deal is. 1-800-394-WUSB. That's the story. WUSB Stony Brook, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And let's take a couple more phone calls. 632-6500. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. I want to address 2 points that you usually make.
Okay.
On several of the last shows I heard you do.
Okay.
1, snow. 2, space program.
Well, snow is really something that annoyed me recently because I went away for a couple of days and it snowed and I missed it. What do you think of that?
Sorry, but we'll get some tomorrow.
Well, it's not your fault, but I hope we get some tomorrow. But if I stay in town, I have a feeling it's going to either turn to rain or go away.
On your concern, is it just a matter of the beauty of snow or concern about greenhouse effect too?
I don't really think about the greenhouse effect when it's snowing, although that might be a nice side effect, but... it's just something different, you know, something unusual, something chaotic. We need more things like that.
Okay. Space program. How do you feel about the argument that if Kennedy and Johnson had spent that money to clean up the inner city and invest in American infrastructure, that maybe we wouldn't be having those problems in such a severe state today?
It's quite possible. It's quite possible that's true. I need to hear more about that, actually.
I don't necessarily subscribe to that theory, but I just heard it mentioned on the a few years ago on the anniversary of Neil Armstrong's landing on the moon.
Uh-huh. That's definitely interesting. Anything else you wanted to bring up?
Oh, yeah. On the comment of, I guess, Quayle before?
Okay. Go ahead.
Sometimes I do get a little cynical and wonder if it wouldn't be good if the whole Republican agenda was advanced so you could have a complete reversal of it.
He's going to do
that.
He's going to do that.
That doesn't necessarily make sense.
He's
going
to do that.
Matt will be on at 1:30.
Okay, good. Actually, Matt's on right now. So I'm sorry, sir. We just had a special guest drop in.
Yes.
Things are kind of hectic right now. Could you finish what you just said?
Sure. If that agenda was fully passed, like, for example, Republican Congress all the way to Roe v. Wade completely rescinded, and 3, maybe an idea of clampdown on that which is considered the hegemony of the politically correct people in academia, that maybe you'd have a reversal from that.
Well, first of all, Roe v. Wade is a judicial decision, can't be reversed by Congress.
Who's this?
I should say before Matt continues that Matt has stepped in and Matt is here too. So go ahead, Matt. finish that answer.
Yes, Roe v. Wade is a judicial decision, can't be reversed by Congress. Now, if let's say the opposite can happen. Let's say if Roe v. Wade were overturned by the Supreme Court and Congress said, "We're going to pass a law that preserves a woman's right to have an abortion," they can do that because the Supreme Court hasn't said they couldn't. Get it?
Bush said he's going to veto that.
Veto what? The pro-choice law?
Probably specifically not that, but at least I think for present legislation on rescinding gag rule restrictions and things like that, he said he's going to veto it. And so very likely he would veto a... Congress reversing a anti-Roe v. Wade decision. That's kind of complicated, but...
Well, there's one thing you have to worry about if you're in Bush's position. Whether or not you will be president in 1993. And at this point, believe it or not, it's a very close race. As soon as they start inserting a name into the Democratic ticket, be it Clinton or Brown, polls were much closer.
One last issue I think I'm kind of curious about, especially since Bill Clinton has come out in favor of the war last year, that if he gets into office, will we have this very, very heavy scrutiny of the last of the renegade nations like Libya, Iraq, Iran, North Korea? Will he be constantly diverting his attention to them and deciding what he can do to try to oversee their bad behavior supposed bad behavior?
Well, the thing is, okay, no matter who gets into the White House, they're going to have to focus some attention on these quote-unquote renegade nations to oversee their bad behavior, because their bad behavior does have an effect on American trade. And I'm not talking about American interests, let's say business interests and stuff like that. I'm talking about the price of gas at the pump, that sort of thing, or whether or not you can travel safely on an airline. So there's always going to be some attention diverted to them.
But should we be more concerned with the state-sponsored terrorism of the countries that are allied with us, as opposed to...
Which countries? Which ones you're talking about? I have an idea what you're talking about. Which ones in particular?
The idea is not mine originally. It was something I heard from a book of Noam Chomsky mentioned on National Public Radio. I'm not trying to talk about the competition, but he referred to the Contras being... and support for the Contras would come back if the Sandinistas came in power, I believe, but that was state-sponsored terrorism by the United States, as defined by George Shultz in his positions at the time, meaning that most of the countries didn't qualify to the definition as set by the United States for state-sponsored terrorism.
Okay, from a principle of...